Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You guys can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, and let us know what you think of the show. Well, I'm just one of your hosts. I'm just Brandon. Clinton, how you doing, dude?
Live?
Yeah, we're live!
Oh, yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Doing great, sir, doing great. Emmy, what a wonderful song you're playing. Seriously.
It's great.
Now it sounds wonderful. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you. We are going to get started.
We're gonna have a little
pre-ramble real quick before we get going. But just for the record, if you guys want to give your thoughts on the newest Marvel Studios movies, you can jump on our Patreon, patreon.com/Avengers Podcast, and give your thoughts of the newest movies. And we have a new patron, Casey McNatt. Casey, welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to the patron. Or the Patreon.
I learned a new Spanish word today. Let me see if I can remember it. Kringa. Kingra.
What does that mean?
Fuck you.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Well, Casey,
and if you say,
Kingra Madre, it means fuck your mother.
Okay, Casey, sorry.
Oh, that's good.
Sorry
that's
good. For Emmy. We'll just ignore that. But thank you. Welcome to the patronage.
Bienvenidos a la Kingra.
No, you don't still keep saying, welcome to the
welcome,
fuck you.
I was talking to my friends today, and I was like, if I'm ever a drag queen, my name would be Kingra Madre.
That's lovely. That is absolutely lovely. All right, guys. Well, Casey, I have no words. I hope you're still a patron this month afterwards. Guys,
thank you, Casey. I
started paying you guys, and the host said, fuck you.
And fuck your
in
mother.
Spanish.
Yeah. Good start, to be honest. Cash Lounge just said. All right.
I know what they were getting
Well,
into.
Before we get into Guardians 3, Emmy, before we hit the record button, you were like, oh, I know what I wanted to talk about. So if you haven't seen Guardians 3, you're okay, but we are going to hit spoiler territory after this little bit. So, Emmy, no spoilers for now, but what were you going to talk about?
Okay, so one of my kids was out on the track today when we were doing enrichment, and she was doing TikToks on her computer, mm-hmm. looking like a fool, as the kids these days do when they're doing their TikToking. And so I went up behind her, and she was videotaping herself. And so if this doesn't work out, it's okay. I am going to go viral because I showed the world my dance moves. And she was like laughing, and like I was trying to like follow her movements. It was really bad. And then she was like, you are so embarrassing. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I am not embarrassed whatsoever.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. Yep. So just a heads up, guys, we're going to start Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 discussion. So if you have not watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, we're giving you an out to leave now. I know there's a couple in the chat that haven't. We want to be respectful of you guys. We don't want to ruin it for you. Garrett, I hate that you haven't seen it. He says, well, I'll see you guys later.
When are you going to see it?
Yeah, Garrett, when are you going to go see it? He may have already left. I hope he hasn't. Yeah, you got to. I want to know when he's going to see it, though. I hope it's soon, because I would love to hear stuff. Tomorrow. It's only a day away. So. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, do we need a song?
No, I mean, we don't need a...
Tomorrow, we love you. Tomorrow, you're only a day.
The mic couldn't even pick up that, whatever that pitch was that last time. It just literally said, nope, I'm out.
It was an A flarp.
A flarp? Okay, good deal.
Yep. It was a flat and a sharp at the same time.
I believe it. All right. Well, guys, we love you. Garrett, thank you for hanging out with us for just a little bit, man. We appreciate it. Guys, we're going to jump in. So spoilers ahead. If you've not watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, this is our time with our patrons and our listeners. Listeners join us in the Twitch chat and hang out with us live. And patrons get a chance to talk to us and send us their comments on what they think of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. So we're going to read those in just a moment. But please, if you have not watched Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, leave. Leave. We don't want to spoil it for you. See you later. Okay.
I'm sorry, Cashlon.
Okay. All right. Oh, whoa. Cashlon's leaving too? Wait, he hasn't seen it?
No, he said he's wearing headphones and my song hurt him.
Oh, gosh. I can't.
I apologize.
I believe it.
Your existence hurts me.
All right. But before we jump,
I don't apologize for that.
Before we jump into patrons' thoughts, Emmy, you had a couple things that we did not catch in our review, and we wanted to talk about them right now. So this is kind of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 Part 2. So what did we not talk about?
Yeah. Before y'all give a shit in your comments, I want to say that we did remember
such
this.
Such a rude way to put it. Before you give a shit in your comments. All right. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so, okay, the big glaring elephant in this room, mid and post-credit scenes that we did not discuss whatsoever.
So, if I remember correctly, the mid-credit scene was like the new formation of the Guardians. It was,
yes.
It was, it had the entire new team, Rocket kind of like, hey, we're the, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, or just tell us when or something like that. And he goes, when, or I don't remember what it was. But,
and they were discussing music, like what's the best song?
Korn and Britney Spears,
yeah.
Which is a great two choices. I absolutely love that. It makes me really like this little girl. I think she's going to be amazing. Say the word. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he says word. Great. Yeah, thank you, Mandalorian. So I think it was wonderful. I know Clinton doesn't want to see. Would you be interested? Actually, I'm going to start with Clinton. Clinton, would you be interested in seeing a Guardians of the Galaxy with this group? Clinton, you're just bumming me out. Shrug of the shoulders.
I'm really tired of like the space. I want some grounded earth shit again.
Oh.
Or supernatural.
Or like complete opposite. Getting
space. I mean, we got
Thor Secret Love Invasion coming out.
We got Multiverse of Madness. There was, I mean, just some out there stuff. I want some like thriller. That's why I'm so excited for. I said it in the review. Secret Invasion. Mm-hmm.
You know,
want some Moon Knight. You know, if we're going to do weird stuff, I want it supernatural. I want some spooky stuff.
Secret Invasion is aliens.
Yeah, but it's like a thriller espionage on Earth shit.
All right.
With Nick Fury.
Oh, it is going to be good, though. I cannot wait for that.
Yeah, it is. I'm excited. I would totally be down for this. And I think that part of that reason is because, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's King Groot, right?
Alpha Groot
or King Groot, but it is a huge ass fucking Groot. I mean, when he just came up, I was like, oh my God. Speaking of came up, I almost came. It was huge. Mm. I've heard a big wood before, but I've not seen it like that. I will tell you, it was pretty massive. Made my tiny little tic tac a little scared.
I am not fickle.
Someone called
me. Okay, I'm fickle. Okay. Because my opinion is not the same.
You're not fickle. You're persnickety.
Confirm. Brandon's a size queen. So, Jordan's not wrong. I'm excited. I think it's going to be great. I give me more of these characters. Give me more of their banter, especially just talking music, sitting by, you know, before they get into shit. I love it. I love how chill and amazing and spacey it already feels. So yeah, sign me the fuck up for it. All right. Well, and there was a post-credits.
Also,
oh, sorry, Amy.
Well, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, post-credits was Quill with his grandpa eating cereal. The newspaper had a headline that was Kevin Bacon's story about being abducted by aliens.
I love
it. Loved that.
A continuation of the holiday special.
Mm-hmm. I have a little qualm with the post-credits. The grandfather would not recognize Quill at that age.
If you know, you know.
Bullshit.
No.
When he got abducted versus him now as an adult, he would not look near, like, no. You would not recognize him.
He wore a lot of the same shirts he wore when he was out in space. Do you think he had a shirt on that was very recognizable? That was like,
I mean, who don't own shirts like that, though?
I don't know. I just think maybe there was something that tipped him off, or maybe there was like,
they didn't show that, is my point.
Or maybe he said, because there was music overlaying, maybe he said, didn't he call him grandpa or something like that? And so he heard that. Maybe he only had one grandson and just immediately was like, oh my God, it's you.
I wish they would have flipped them. I wish the mid-credit would have been that and the post-credit would have been the new Guardians, because I was waited through the whole credits and I was like, oh, this is pointless. Mm.
Yeah.
But I didn't really enjoy the post credit. Mm.
But it doesn't sound like you're excited about the mid credits either.
No, I didn't mind the mid credits. You just asked me. Like, I'm not either way. I don't hate the Guardians, but I'm not like ecstatic either.
Mm. Scorpio has a good point that he had the same bag on.
Yeah. See, there it is.
Yep.
He had the what?
Same bag.
The same bag.
Thank you, Scorpio.
Okay. Thank you.
I love how Clinton, like, here's a listener comment. He's like, okay, good point. Fuck.
Well, I mean, but still, well, like, he would look.
You're asking how he would know. We're giving you visual cues on how he would know. You can't just be like, oh, well, that doesn't count. Like, I mean, it's still.
It's not that it doesn't count, but that bag probably was sold everywhere. Like, it could just.
But you come up to somebody, you say grandpa, and he may only have one grandson, and he has the bag. You put three and three together. You
Did he say grandpa?
I think he did say, or I think he did call him that, didn't he?
I thought the grandpa spoke. I think he was after
grandpa. Grandpa said, yeah, grandpa said Peter.
Oh, yeah.
That's my whole point. Okay. He would be like, how would he know that's
the bag?
Okay, but still, have you seen those adorable videos of like dogs that meet up that have been in the same litter and they just know that they're siblings? I mean, they probably didn't have a whole lot of time to get to know each other. Probably look different, smell different.
Listen, I don't want the hate. I don't want the haters coming
out. Fight
me
is what
I don't hate Guardians. I don't hate the Guardians. I can take them or leave them.
Clinton's literally wearing a shirt right now that says I hate the Guardians. It's so weird. I wish you wouldn't wear that shirt. Makes me uncomfortable. All right, so yeah,
we also had a couple characters that I wanted to bring up that we did not, and I wanted to kick myself for that.
Okay, I'm gonna assume this is Cosmo and Kraglin.
Okay, Cosmo and Kraglin,
yeah,
are two fantastic. Loved them.
Yes,
we also didn't bring up Howard the Duck.
He didn't really
the
do
dude
much.
From the first movie.
Howard the Duck was just at a poker table, just going, ugh, that was it.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. It felt more like a cameo. I don't know.
It was a cameo from him and the whatever that trade guy was whenever he was trying to get the orb.
Yes.
Or sell the orb in the first movie.
Oh, I'm trying to think of his name.
I keep wanting to say the collector, and it's
no
something like the collector. That's not the collector. It's like the taker.
The taker, the giver, and the receiver.
Yeah.
Did I hear one of y'all fart? No, Jared. But if you would like,
not just now, but I did earlier.
Yeah. If you'd like us to fart, that will be an extra $5 on your patron fee. Swiper. No swiping.
No swiping.
Yeah. I didn't know it was Swiper. The Broker. That's what I remember, Tim.
The Broker. The Broker.
Yeah. My husband got me a Starboard toy from McDonald's. Starboard or Star-Lord?
Starboard.
It's a ship at peace. It's a hard Starboard? I don't know. Yeah, sorry.
I also cannot stop myself from making the connection of 89P13 to 24601. The time has begun. 24601.
You have been holding that for a week now. Uh-huh. I can tell just were ready for that.
Did we cover in the review about Star-Lord not having any of his boots or his mask?
So someone figured out about the helmet. Like James Gunn answered that on Twitter. He talked about him not having the helmet.
After he had a moment of, oh, crap.
Yeah, man, you guarantee he was like, oh, shit. Yeah, so James Gunn did.
What was it?
I think it was like
It was in a drawer on. Yeah,
that's
nowhere.
Exactly. It was on a drawer.
He didn't have time to grab it. And because of the jetpacks that Rocket made for them, the boots were obsolete.
Correct.
Thank you, Catherine. I knew that you would get the reference.
Oh, that is awesome. So, all right. Anything else we didn't cover before we get to our listener thoughts?
Nope, but I'm sure that they still are going to call us out on something.
Oh, that is cool.
Good for you.
That is their thoughts, and it should be a good time. So we are going to get to, where was it?
Oh, no.
Okay, so I'm going to...
Start with a negative one. I want to go off on somebody.
Oh, you need to stop. You need to stop.
Chat shit get banged.
No, I don't think that's what we need to do, guys. all right. Thank you, Isaiah. Appreciate it, man. All right, guys. This is Isaiah's comment. I am reading it straight from our email. It is Hakuna Matata, Twitch. I have some facts about the villain of Guardians 3, High Evolutionary. High Evolutionary found Adam Warlock in a cocoon in space and named him Warlock in the first place, making him and Rocket brothers. Okay, all right. They look just alike. High Evolutionary is a huge Avengers villain and has been ripped apart by the Hulk, and he came back to life due to the fact that he changed his genetic code to make himself immortal. That's pretty interesting. High Evolutionary has an ego the size of Peter Quill's father and believes himself to be a god to the point where the Wiki has it as one of his aliases.
Wiki?
Like, there's specific wikis for things.
Wiki.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a question or not.
Do you call it Wikipedia?
It's, oh my God, you're so old. You're so old.
Wiki. What? Wiki. Do you call it, like, are you,
it's just wikis. Like, they have wikis, like, certain type of.
They have wikis for everything.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jared.
Oh, wiki. I'm sorry. Wiki. I apologize if I said it weird. I'm so sorry. High Evolutionary is okay. High Evolutionary at one point had a base on Mount Wundagore, the same place as Wanda's temple in Multiverse of Madness. Terrible freaking movie is what he said. High Evolutionary debuted in Thor issue 134, September 1966. Nice. Okay.
Nice.
I'm going to get through some quick abilities. Artificial evolution. High Evolutionary has the ability to forcibly evolve or devolve life forms at an accelerated rate. Mass manipulation. He can alter the size and grow up to 300 feet. Emmy, I'm sure you like that. Astral projection. High Evolutionary can separate his spirit and his body and can stay that way indefinitely forever, which is way longer than we saw Stephen Strange last in bed. That's a good one. As superhuman strength and durability, his family, Rocket Raccoon, Nobulus, Sun, and Creation, created from a strand of Thor's hair. Sorry, Emmy, looks like High Evolutionary beat you and had a kid with Thor first. Luminous, who was a clone of Wanda and Pietro Maximoff, so technically Wanda and Pietro, who are siblings, have a child together. Okay. Fun fact, Guardians 3 scored 81% from critics, but did Honor Among Thieves scored 91 D&D fans win. I know this isn't particularly Guardians related, but after this movie, I've been looking for the DC subs, and people are now on board with James Gunn's DCU for the most part. What say you, Twitch and Avengers? Also, would you review James Gunn's DCU if you had time? Ooh, I want to answer that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I believe so, right?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. I'll be honest. If we have time, especially after watching James Gunn's movies, I would love to dive into the DCU. Yeah, that is if there is an ability or is there a chance, if there's a competing like a show or something, we may review a movie later. Like, if there's a show that's 9 episodes and a DC movie that drops in the middle of it, we'll probably review the DC movie after those 9 episodes conclude. But yeah,
Keith makes a good point and says, if you're going to review Black Adam, no excuses.
Oh, God.
Fair enough.
Touche. Yeah. Touche. But yeah, we really do want to do that.
Speaking of, James Gunn's DC, it was absolutely phenomenal to me how many people he got from Suicide Squad and Peacemaker over in this.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, High Evolutionary, the girl in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
That's
his wife. That's his wife, too.
Is it the one that played the agent in Peacemaker?
Yep. The one that had the little ball that she was putting towards her mouth. I'm not trying to make that weird. Yeah. But yeah, that's his wife.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. It had a ton of people from Peacemaker.
Yeah. You just tell people love working with James Gunn. Like, they really do. Like, he seems to just have a really strong niche of family, like friends and family that are in his movies. He says, love you guys and this community. I can't wait to see this movie because at the time of this writing, I have not seen it because I'm waiting until my best friend's birthday. I love you guys and this community and love you, Brandon, especially for reading this. I've attached the audio where I fumble and misread my own script. He ended up messaging me later on to read from that. But Isaiah, that was wonderfully written. Thank you so much for a lot of High Evolutionary fun facts. So well done, sir. Thank you. Loved hearing from you, sir. If you want to stick around and listen, you are more than welcome. If you want to dip out of here, so not too much is spoiled for you, feel free. We already kind of spoiled the credits for you, but we did luckily give a warning, but feel free to hang out.
What is actually spoiled?
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Don't hurt me.
Right.
I guess, well, never mind. I won't point out exactly what is that. My mom calling me for dinner?
No, it's not. all right, guys. So we're going to get over to our patent pending Patreon feed. So we are going to hear from our listeners on their Guardians thoughts. You guys ready to rock?
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, let's do it. Clinton's so excited. He wants to fight somebody. So you want someone to be for Guardians or against Guardians, Clinton?
Either way, I'll fight somebody.
All right. Well, the first opponent.
Somebody to fight.
Here's Clinton's first opponent. Her name is Whitney.
I can't fight Whitney. She's too sweet.
All right. As I said on the Discord, holy shit. I enjoyed every minute of this movie. Actually, I don't know if enjoyed is the right word, as I was bawling my eyes out for much of the film. As a huge animal lover, seeing them suffer in this film was difficult for me. Finding out the complete backstory for Rocket, one of my all-time favorite MCU characters, was a huge gut punch for me. Every scene from the previous Guardians films, Infinity War and Endgame, have such deeper meaning for Rocket now. Knowing the information we know now, every time Rocket dealt with loss, every time he was made fun of for being an animal, and every mention of the horrific experiments conducted on him is now seen as a very different and devastating light. I got full body chills when he discovered who he was, in fact, a raccoon from North America. Also, when he decided he was done running, and he was going to face the pure devastation that asshole put him through. Justice for Floor, Tiefs, and Lila. The high evolution.
Hell yeah.
We'll stop right there. I do want to kind of talk a little bit about that. I think we touched base a lot in our review of how devastating it was. I don't know if we really talked much about now. Maybe we did a little bit. The previous movies and the previous iterations of Rocket. I think we've all made the connection, but it's going to hurt a lot more watching that first one, especially I think back to that one scene with Rocket. I didn't ask to be taken apart and put back together over and over and over again to make some kind of monster. Those scenes in that moment, that's just a small sample of the heartache and the trauma that we now are privy to and unfortunately are aware of. Amy, what are you thinking?
Well, and even that in that first movie, whenever they're in the prison and it's like known associates and they've been teasing Lila since that first movie and it finally paid off in such a phenomenal, heart-wrenching way. Mm-hmm. That I remember when we were going through the MCU in review that we talked about it and we're like, I hope that we see Lila someday. And now we have it. It's so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But yeah, Floor Tiefs and Lila, I mean, that was, I could watch an entire show of them in the Forever Sky just fucking around. Yeah. Just fucking around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just beautiful.
Well said. Clinton, does the older stuff with Rocket probably going to resonate a little bit deeper with you?
Oh, yeah. I think she brought up a really good point because I didn't really think of it that much, I guess, that how much it pays off in his old movies, why he hates being called different animal names and why he's so like aggressive about things. And just, so yeah, that's a really good point. And seeing his story come full circle, it feels like that he's almost been the leader or the whole Guardians thing, even though Quill was running it, has all led to Rocket's, full story. Like he's the main character instead of Quill. Yeah. It feels like a little bit, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well said.
And everybody's making the point that we haven't made yet that Lila was voiced by Linda Cardellini, who is Laura Barton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Well said. So there's hope for Bradley Cooper somewhere else too. So we may see. Just saying.
Rocket and Laura Barton have an affair.
Oh, no. Just Bradley Cooper playing another part. Okay. We'll go back to Whitney real quick. The High Evolutionary was top-notch villain for me. This is the first time in a long time we've had a villain that you can't just hate without trying to justify that you can just hate without trying to justify any of his motives. Very well done. I know there were some complaints about Adam Warlock's time in the movie being too fleeting and comedic, but I enjoyed that aspect. He is literally a big dumb baby that was born yesterday, and he doesn't have Vision's benefit of unlimited artificial intelligence. I'm excited to see where the new Guardians lineup goes from here, especially with the newly rescued girl, who I think is supposed to be Phyla, Vel, or Quasar. I can't wait to see this film again, and it gives me hope for the future of the DCEU. Yeah, really well said, Whitney. Absolutely phenomenal. I don't know. I don't think they're calling it the DCEU anymore, though. I think it's just going to be the straight up DCU. I think they kind of, the extended universe was the failed experiment previously. I think they switched over to, am I correct in saying that? I really
think. No, you are.
I don't know.
Yeah. They've rebranded it as DCU.
Yeah, which.
DCU's nuts. No, I'm sorry. I feel like DCU and MCU are too similar, but I guess. Let's compete.
DC? Do you want that D or do you want that M? You know what I mean?
Oh, I still think we are going to start a podcast separate from the Avengers and we're going to be DC's nuts. That is going
to
be our
What happened to the ball, sports ball one we were going to do?
Oh, Volsack? I realized it was a huge time commitment and I'm not ready to commit. I still think it could work though. Either way, guys, thank you, Whitney. Great stuff. No Vol Snacks. We will be Vol Sacks, and we'll have Vol Snacks on the Vol Sack Show. We may just make it, and maybe once a month we put out an episode. I don't know. We'll figure something.
I even know what y'all are talking about? Is this something that happened while I was gone?
Yeah, we appeared on a football podcast with Derek, and we completely had a fun fucking time. And then we thought, and then Derek came up with the idea of Vol Sacks, and then I was like, oh, we need to make that a show where we just talk about the Volsack, and it would be wonderful. So, yeah, football podcast with Emmy and I, it would be horrible, and it would be hilarious at the same time. So, who knows? Yeah. But, it's football is the one with the tennis rackets, right? Correct, Keith. You're exactly right. It is. That's why they call it to football.
I took that break, and, you know, I took the time off, but it was a little sad not having the group chat.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean.
Because I was like, I think you misunderstood me that day when I was like, did you?
Yeah, Clint was like,
I wasn't mad. I was just
Clinton's like, don't talk to me at all. I'm taking a month off. And we were like,
I never said, don't talk to me at all.
No, you didn't.
I'm joking.
Our chat was just quiet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do y'all have your own chat? And he was like, I'm confused. I thought that's what you wanted. I'm like, no. I didn't want that. Like, y'all can still talk about what we're doing. It's weird not talking to y'all.
Yeah, we were like, hey, Clinton, do you want to do this? And he's like, I'm not here right now. Why are you? No, it was funny. It was more like a don't, and you guys figure it out. And we were like, yeah. And then we were like, okay, let's do this own chat. And he's like, you guys haven't talked to me in 2 days. So it was like this weird misunderstanding. So, fun fact. Yeah. Yeah, that really happened. So, I didn't mean don't talk to me for 48 hours, you fucks.
So, yeah, like you could still plan in here. Yeah,
just can, I'm not going
to
be a part
of it. Keep up with like what's going on. Like, I just didn't know what the ball sack channel bullshit y'all were just talking
ball
about.
Sacks.
I was so lost.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
It was
you.
Right? Right?
That's a genius idea. I want to do it.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think Volsack is a winning podcast. All right, guys, we are going to switch over to our next listener. This is going to be from April. So April, she let us know her thoughts, so we flip over here. April says, I was so excited to watch this movie. I only watched the first trailer and avoided any spoilers, which I normally don't do. I didn't like the movie. As soon as I saw Floor the bunny, I was completely taken out of the movie. I have three bunnies, and Snow is white like Floor. I avoid movies, shows, or scenes where a bunny gets hurt or even hints that they are. Even in WandaVision, I had a hard time with the bunny, Senor Scratchy. He wouldn't be in a cage with a wire bottom, and bunnies shouldn't drink out of a bottle. So I really, really had a hard time watching this movie. I wanted to leave right away because I couldn't stand the sight of Floor. But I went with my dad, and we drove together. We watch all Marvel movies on Thursday showings, even take off work early. It's our tradition. As soon as I saw Floor, I got a pit in my chest, and I still do. Anytime I think of the movie, I can still picture her on the floor with no legs and metal spider legs, and that and that thing over her mouth. It's just too real because of what people do to bunnies in real life. That image is burned in my brain. It's too close to home. People could say it's just a movie, it's CGI, but to me, it's real. I have three at home, and it devastates me what people and companies do to bunnies in real life. I, as soon as they hinted that they were going to kill them, I left the theater to go to the bathroom. I wasn't going to watch that part. Since I left, I didn't see Rocket tear into his face. I was thinking he's got to be wearing a mask, right? I also had a hard time with the pig that got his head cut off. I have the heebie-jeebies seeing the animals mangled with metal body parts. I'm a crier. I cry so easily at commercials, award shows, when other people cry, or happy, watching streams of Taylor Swift's concerts, etc. But I had the biggest pit in my stomach and was so disgusted that I couldn't cry. I wish I didn't see this movie and I read the spoilers instead. If Floor wasn't in the movie, I might have been okay, but I could get past it. Excuse me, I might have not been okay, but I could get past it. Like Clint, I'm not the biggest Guardians fan, so that didn't help watching. Some things I did like was Ruthless Gamora, and I love Nebula. Cosmo was amazing. She was my saving grace, and she's a good dog. I'm glad Rocket saved all the animals, and when Mantis used her powers and they rode those three creatures, that was fun. When I got home, I snuggled my bunnies and gave them an extra treat. I give this a 2 out of 10, and if Flora wasn't in it at all, maybe a 4 out of 10. I know I'm overly sensitive, but it's how I feel. I won't watch it again. It does feel good to get this all off my chest, and hopefully the pit in my chest goes away. I love you all, and I really love listening to your podcast. It really does make my workday go by faster. Sometimes it's hard to stop myself from laughing out loud. April. April, that was a wonderful, beautiful comment. Emmy, what do you got?
I teared up just reading that because I felt not... I don't think to that extent, but I mean, it was a rough watch for me as well. And that's why I was crying so much, but I'm so sorry that you weren't prepared for that going in and that you didn't ask for that. You didn't want to see that. And the fact that it left with you with a pit in your stomach makes me, I know that you're a good person, that you care about animals. I want to point out that you also listed positives. Like, you were like, this is why I didn't like the movie, and you gave fantastic examples, but then you did list the positive things that you enjoyed. And I think it's so easy sometimes for people to shit on what they didn't like and to not point out any positives, and I really appreciate that you did that. And just thank you for reaching out.
Well said, Emmy. I definitely think April, you were incredibly... There were so many people in the chat, and I just want to just call out a few. Amanda, Omar, Scorpio, Olives, Imam, Whitney, Keith. There were so many people, I may have missed a few, but just that were hugs to you, April. Well said, April. And I just want to let you know that if you're in here and you see that, great. If you're not, there was an outpouring of support for you in the Twitch chat as well. I just think that takes a brave person to not only, you know, to watch the movie, but to also say those things and also open up about how that feels and what it made you feel. Because, no, I don't think you're overly sensitive. I think you have a bleeding heart, which is a wonderful, beautiful quality. I think that's a strength. And I don't let anyone tell you any different. That is absolutely wonderful. And I can see how it impacted you the way it did. And I completely respect that opinion 100%. I think it's 100% valid. And just sending you all the love in the world. Just know that.
It shows me like that you're a very empathetic person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's, like Brandon said, it's a good thing. It's important to know that you're not weak or sensitive or too sensitive or whatever. When it comes to animals, I think love for animals, and I know I bullshit and say these stupid things a lot, just getting a laugh, but in all realness, like, if a person loves animals and treats animals well, I think that speaks highly of their character. And another thing is, I think it's really cool that you felt comfortable and felt like this community and Patreon and group was a safe place to come talk about those things. Mm-hmm. And we really appreciate that. So yeah, thank you for being vulnerable with your comment and feeling comfortable enough to talk about those things. We love you and we appreciate you.
I'm going to segue real quick, because we're doing something fun this month. And I just wanted to let you all know, half of our Patreon money this month is being donated. We are donating half of our earnings to a foundation. It's called Opie Acres, and they are home to one of the nation's largest possum rehabilitation facilities where the number of possums and other small mammals are growing every day. They are currently rehabilitating wildlife, and they've been doing it for 40 years. Opie Acres currently serves a variety of small mammals, including skunks, raccoons, and groundhogs. As a private facility, it is not open for public visits, but it is, it's a animal basically sanctuary in around our hometown. So just letting you know, if you're a patron this month or you decide to or whatever, just know half your proceeds are going to be helping out those animals. It's something we feel very passionately about. It's something we decided as a group together to do. And check them out. Opie Acres, you can Google them. Just look up Opie Acres possums or mammals. Just Google that. You will find them. But we are going to we're going to do that piece because this movie really spoke to us. And also, just April, your bleeding heart. You could not agree more with you. So it's the right thing to do. So we're going to keep on going, guys. So we will move on to our next comment here. So our next comment is from Tim. Tim says, I absolutely loved this movie. I was on the edge of my seat most of the time. I was astonished by the brutality of the fighting scenes. Seeing Groot and Nebula get absolutely rocked and then watching Drax get pummeled was honestly a welcome shock. The stakes felt so real and every scene was visceral. I actually want to stop here real quick because he's going to switch gears real quick. So I hate to throw it on, but this was kind of a discussion we had in our review. This felt like the line of PG-13 was really mm-hmm. close. And I think a lot of that was the visceral action. Did you guys feel the same way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No. It invoked an emotion wholeheartedly. Like, intensely. It wasn't just like, oh, this is sad. It was like visceral, like you said, angry too. Like there was an anger in there. Like it borderlined some stuff, in my opinion, for like cruelty and things mm-hmm. and even showing like gory stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. The visceral action, but also just the level that they press things. I don't know. I just
breaking bones and faces.
Oh my God. Especially that Nebula scene where her head just completely, I was holy shit. Either way, we'll go back real quick and we'll keep going. He said, I love the cameos you could see in the background. Ratcatcher 2, James Gunn's wife, Nathan Fillion, the broker, and the list just goes on. It was just as fun for me personally as when the Russo brothers brought in Community actors for cameos. That's a really good point. Last thing is, I love how it contextualizes Rocket's old dialogue. There's the obvious, I didn't ask to be pulled apart, put back together over and over like a freak. Like, I think he's like some sort of monster. So I remember that scene. Great point, Bob. The one that really hit home for me, though, is how much Rocket has lost over and over. He has lost everyone he loves 3 times, if I'm counting correctly. The first time was Lila, Floor, and Tiefs. The second time, he lost his only friend at the time in Guardians of the Galaxy, Groot. To rewatch that scene and hear the desperation in his voice will break your heart all over again. And of course, Infinity War, when everyone lost. He lost everyone besides Nebula. What an amazing story to let us feel his loss with him. 10 out of 10, I'll be seeing it again, and I hope we can somehow get Rocket back for Secret Wars or something so we can finally see him happy.
Well, these comments are making me want to rewatch not only this movie, but the perspective they're offering about Rocket's viewpoint and rewatching the old movies with him, knowing what's happened. I think it's going to put a new perspective on it for me, honestly.
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember thinking in the second movie, whenever they kind of crash land on a planet, right? Whenever, like, they're trying to get their ship fixed, I think before Ego comes and rescues them. Mm-hmm. And I kind of felt like, man, Rocket's being a bit of a dick.
Yeah.
But, like, he has every right to be.
Yeah. No, I think we give him a free pass from here on out after that movie. It's just incredible. Absolutely incredible. But God, Lee, I really think there's just so many amazing comments tonight. I just want to give a shout out to all of you so far. Have really knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. We're going to keep on rolling away. So this is Vincent. Vincent, our a wonderful news analyst. I miss his. I miss Avengers News just for Vincent's comments. I'm not gonna lie. So, but we'll jump right into Vincent. He said, "I've watched it three times, and each time it hits me in the feels. The dark tone mixed with light humor and astonishing set pieces made it one of the best experiences, showing the range that James Gunn can do as an excellent director and writer. I'm excited to see how he handles Superman and DC overall. James built on what was in Guardians 1 and Volume 2, Infinity War, Endgame, and the Holiday Special. I could feel it throughout the movie." I'm going to stop here. I'm going to stop here because I really love that point. He's saying, "I can't wait to see what he does in DC," because it's a very solid point. He put together all those movies, and kind of like, for a lot of people, it worked. I mean, you got to think there's four movies and one special that he interwove all together into this, you know, this final set piece, and had things from every one of those and pulled from every one of those. That's, you know, so it kind of hopefully lends to these ensemble movies, these team ups, these larger scale movies, or these finales to these greater stories that we see in Avengers and stuff like that. Maybe he can do the same for DC. Just something to think about. I really like.
Yeah, that's true. I think that's a good point. Yeah.
I like that.
Wait, you said four movies?
Yeah. Guardians 1, Volume 2, Infinity War, Endgame.
Oh, okay. And then, sorry, I was adding three on there.
Yep. So put those four with the Holiday Special. I mean, it's kind of almost his sixth movie. That's really, or the sixth, you know, iteration, and weaving all those five pieces. Yeah, I love that. Well said, Vincent. We're going to get back to you, man. So he also says, sorry, I highlighted so I knew where I left off. I enjoyed how everyone on the team had something to do and everyone's arc had a good resolution. The first post-credit scene was cool, seeing the new Guardians team, Philia, and Adam, Cosmo, Rocket, Groot, and Kraglin. This team will be more powerful than the last one. You could see Philia's power. It looked like Captain Marvel's power. I hope we get Nova on the team. Fun fact, James Gunn told Carian Gillian to have Nebula sound like Marilyn Monroe and Clint Eastwood. It was cool seeing the lady that plays Ratcatcher 2 from Suicide Squad. High Evolutionary is a top-tier villain. I liked how Rocket was smarter than him, and High Evolutionary ended up being obsessed over it. Love y'all. Avengers forever. Vincent, golly.
I agree.
Jeez.
About the High Evolutionary, I do think that that's why the obsession got, the obsession got to, like, a stupid point.
Yes.
Because he was like, there's no way this fucking raccoon is smarter than me. Mm. But in actuality, that raccoon was smarter than him.
God. Is that why you're obsessed with me, Amy?
I'm not, actually.
You can say it in front of.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
What was the last thing I did that made you think I was obsessed with you?
When I woke up and you were standing over my bed looking at me.
Oh, that wasn't because of your smarts.
Oh, good save, both of you. All right, good deal. All right, Vincent, well done.
Got my ass.
She had you there. She had you there. Vincent, well said, my friend. Good stuff. All right, let's keep on rolling. Jared here, he said, great movie and send-off for the characters not returning. I'll never watch any movie with Rocket the same again, especially the scene in Volume 2 when he's arguing with Yondu. The hallway fight scene was especially glorious and kind of reminded me of the moment in Age of Ultron when the Avengers surround and protect the drill. Chris Pratt helping animals escape Doom onto a ship sounds familiar. Looking at you, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. I love that we're all included in the Guardians family, being able to understand Groot now. Kind of disappointed that there was no follow-up regarding Bucky's arm. I love that they paid a little tribute to Yondu in a way that helped Kraglin finally get the hang of the arrow, excuse me.
We didn't talk about that, and we should have, because we did have some, like, moments with Yondu that were...
Do you want to kind of, cool. You want to talk about it a little bit real quick? Because this is I thought that was a really cool, like I said, the first movie, winking a nod to Yondu. You know, they really did a lot, the second movie, because of him learning the arrow and the abilities, and, like, use your heart, boy. It was something like that, I believe, or...
Yeah.
Awesome, fucking awesome. So,
and they got Michael Rooker, that's his name, correct?
Yep, correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they got him back to film that, not just
splicing,
like, not
in there.
Just like the
yeah
like a stock footage.
The fact
that I was wondering if he was actually filmed
you know,
that.
Well, you know what they should have done, Clinton, and I think you would have been a fan of this. If they just would have had Yondu, but cut him off from like the neck up, like all you see is the neck down.
That's my favorite thing they do.
Yeah, exactly.
And like a hologram.
No, DC no, does it best.
DC does it best, where they just like, I think I know who that is.
Is that the Wonder Woman suit? Oh, that's Wonder Woman.
No, that's Henry Cavill. That I'm Superman? Sure of it. I'm
yep,
sure.
He's wearing the Superman suit. Yep. His body is anyway.
Right.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're yeah. saying. Mm-hmm. Or even from spoiler-ish territory for Peacemaker, sometimes they just show them from behind.
Ah, that's true. That's true. Ah. Yeah. All right. We're going to get real quick back at...
Well, okay, but to Bucky's arm?
Oh, yeah. They never really touched base on it, did they?
They didn't. And so, okay. So I was trying to connect because Nebula has a new arm. Would it have been possible for Nebula and Rocket to have gone to Wakanda and Rocket use their technology to create this new nanotech arm? Mm. And while he was there, he was like to Shuri, he got one of Bucky's old arms. Oh, wait, no. Nebula. Nebula did it secretly without Rocket knowing and then gifted it to him.
Ah, maybe.
Didn't I see, I didn't read it, but did James Gunn explain about the arm situation? I feel like there's something came out that he explained it. I could be wrong.
I haven't seen it yet, so I'm not. If he did, I haven't seen it yet, to be very honest with you.
Okay. I don't know.
You could be right. I just haven't seen it yet, though. All right. We will flip.
Thank you, Keith. He likes it when I theorize on the fly.
Oh, it's wonderful theorizing. Adam Warlock was kind of filler, but has great potential in the future. Will Poulter plays him well and can't wait to see more. Cosmo is a great dog. I got excited seeing Portals again. The whole bit with the giant organism, I almost read that orgasm. They heisted reminded me a lot of James Gunn's work with DC. He seems to really like it when either humans go inside larger organisms or smaller organisms go inside humans. The unmasked high evolution
sounds like something he should unpack in therapy.
Yeah, I kind of agree. It's interesting. I don't know. Kind of nice though. He seems to really like it. Yeah, we are. Sorry. The unmasked high evolutionary face reminded me of Harvey Dent. Just way more fucked up, in my opinion. I thought it looked way worse than Harvey Dent. At one point in the film, I thought that the high evolutionary was going to put himself into the evolution chamber. I love seeing Peter reunite with his grandpa. Finally, I love the continuity from the blip with the bond between Rocket and Nebula. I know my thoughts are all over the place. Amazing movie. Can't wait to watch again. That's a great comment.
We touched on that too in the episode, I believe, about Rocket and Nebula.
Rocket and Nebula, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. And I think
since they were the only guardians left.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a stellar point. And I'd love that James Gunn made it a point to write that in and like make it seem like, oh, you know, you spend 4 or 5 years together. You can even tell they had a good banter even in that quick scene where they're talking to Black Widow, you know, kind of giving a status update in Endgame. I love that they didn't just ignore
when they're like holograms.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Hologram. Yeah. So I thought that was great. All right, guys. Well, all right, we're going to get to Keith's video right here. So here we go. Here comes Keith right now. Here's his thoughts.
I just worked 8 days straight and now it's May 11th. It's Thursday. You guys are going on in about 12 hours. I got some errands to run. I'm going to bring you guys with me. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Was it everything everybody thought it was going to be? Was it just because it was James Gunn's last Marvel project? Or was this movie actually good? How do I look, by the way? Did I get all the cat hairs off? I swear, all three of my cats wore this hat at some point. They were trying it on. They were taking turns. Much like Clinton, I was trying to avoid every trailer after that first one. I didn't need to see anything else to know I was going to go see this, okay? It's James Gunn's last hurrah with Marvel. It's Guardians potentially last thing ever, so obviously I'm gonna go see it. But then whether it was an entertainment magazine's Twitter profile or some kind of online rumor started spreading that it was the best MC movie since Endgame, that annoyed the shit out of me. I hate that they're banking on and comparing these movies to each other. I don't want to see the same fucking thing again. Repetition is not something that works well with franchises like this. Yes, there is a certain mold that people want to come out and see and certain things that people want to see again, but I want to see something new. I want to see something fresh. Did we get that? Fuck yeah, we did. A few days ago, I told Clinton that I was happy to hear he had the gripes he had about the movie, because I do have similar gripes. But now I've sat with the movie and thought about the movie for a week, and I gotta be honest with you, I love it more since watching it. So let's start with my gripes and get them out of the way. First off, OrgoCorp. The organ or living space station corp, not my favorite. There were some great fight scenes for Drax in this moment. The part with Mantis making the guard fall in love with him, that was a joy. The dialogue between Quill, Nebula, and Gamora was a great way to really tell us who the hell this Gamora is now. But the design of this place, the design of the suits, Nathan Fillion, thank God, was in this, because he saved what a less funny actor would have basically not been able to. Those suits looked so stupid. And it's okay for these guys to look dumb, but I wish they didn't look dumb without much effort, I guess, is what I'm saying. That being said, in comparison to Quantumania, I thought that a lot of the bad guys, a lot of the creatures, a lot of the consistency with the High Evolutionary was awesome. I loved that there was just mutated animal after mutated animal, these freaks with part machine, part... It was cool. I liked the creatures they had to battle. That was cool.
Speaking of supervillains, let's go be a hypocrite. Lots of them left. Sorry, Dwayne.
Oh. It looks so bad.
This is supposed to be.
Aside from that, my only other gripe was really the runtime. Don't get me wrong, I love a Marvel movie that is a good 2.5-3 hours long if every second of it is packed with important shit. But when I'm looking at Kraglin for the third time trying to figure out how to whistle with his heart, and he's looking around at all the fucking carnage, and he still can't figure it out, I'm sitting there screaming inside, going like, come on! Whistle with your heart! How's it going? So what do you guys think? That now that you've had some time since seeing it, talking about it, have any gripes come up, or have any gripes dissipated for you?
All right. No. There we go. No, it was very quick there.
I would say, since we've done this and I've heard perspective of our listeners, I want to see more of... I want to watch it again and look at it through a different lens.
Yeah. So nothing's really... But kind of through this discussion, things have kind of maybe brought on...
It's piqued some... Yeah, it's piqued my interest.
Yeah. No, I saw it a second time and I kind of talked about it in the review. I got more emotional watching it the second time. I think it's because I went to the movies alone and I was like, I can be vulnerable by myself. And then I drove home by myself. So I'm just... pouring out tears. I don't know. I really feel like the movie honestly got better the second time. And I loved it the first time. So I don't know. I feel like just more strongly convicted in how I feel, I guess, is what I mean.
I feel like got better is a weird way to phrase it. I feel like the second time watching it, it was like you saw all the fucked up shit that was coming before it came. And so I wouldn't say it got better, but I was more invested the second time.
Right.
And so, and I think I'm to a point that some of our listeners are at where I need some time before I watch this movie again. Like, I'll probably watch it again when it comes out on streaming.
Yeah.
I did think about watching it for this, but... Well, one, I didn't have the fucking time.
Yeah.
And two, I don't know that I could handle it again. Mm-hmm. Like, it would... watching it twice in 2 days was enough.
Oh, I completely agree.
Permanent.
That's kind of what was so difficult for me was kind of... I think I just didn't give myself time to breathe or, you know, relax about it. I think that's what really ultimately that was not fun. And I think I just went in and got punched in the face again, so...
Yeah. And it was like, oh, I see it coming. I should duck.
Yeah.
And but I won't.
I won't. Let me just go straight with it. But
yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to hear from Keith in just a little bit, but we're going to switch back to our Patreon feed here. We get to hear from Derek. Derek, he joins us and he says, Quantumania and Guardians of the Galaxy 3 have kicked off Phase 5. How are you feeling about this movie when considering the other movies as well? I absolutely love this movie, but I also feel it's not one I could sit and watch over and over again because of the emotional toll it puts on a person. Well done by James Gunn. Anything you would change?
Adam Warlock.
Adam Warlock. I know a lot of us feel that similar way. Clinton, Adam Warlock. And I mean, yeah, I think that's really, really difficult to say. Like, I don't know. I probably would just say Adam Warlock. I know that's the simple answer, but really he was my only gripe about the whole movie. But, you know, listening to Whitney's argument, we had a discussion on the side and people like, what's going on with Whitney and Brandon? Are they in a, like, we literally were just talking Guardians 3. It was really funny. But I was playing.
That's cute.
I was playing a PlayStation with John. He's like, is everything okay with you and Whitney? I'm like, yeah, why? He's like, I saw you guys. Like, I'm like, no, we were joking. Anyway, but yeah, we had a big fight after school. But no, we just had a conversation.
That sounds magical.
Yeah, and one of the topics she brought up was I really actually enjoyed the Adam Warlock. She talked about it in her piece earlier about, hey, he was born yesterday, but obviously was not gifted with AI intelligence. Totally, totally see where she's coming from. I just wish that was another character that was not named Adam Warlock. It just didn't feel true to the character to me. And so, like, I know it's the big dumb oaf that was born yesterday. But why does it always have to be like...
We already have one. We already have Drax.
Yeah. Why does it have to be Adam Warlock?
He wasn't born yesterday. He's just very literal.
Very literal.
I feel like there's a difference between Drax. Drax is not an idiot. He's just very literal. Yeah. Like he... And I know I...
Sense.
I know I talked about this whenever we reviewed Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. Like, I had students that saw themselves in Drax who had were on the spectrum for autism.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. And so that's different than being.
But they play on that joke of, like, him not getting things. And I feel like that's kind of Adam Warlock was just like. That's just not his care.
He hasn't had the chance to learn yet. Drax has had the chance to learn, and it's just not making it. There's a block there. Mm-hmm. But I do think that they did a good job in this movie, at least, of pointing out that it's not that he's dumb. It's just that, like, analogies and metaphors and similes, that figurative language, he's just, he can't get it. Like saying something's over your head in the first movie, he was like, it wouldn't go over my head. I'm too tall. I would catch it. Mm-hmm. Like that. I feel like that's two different intelligence levels.
I can see that. My point with Adam Warlock is that he didn't need to be a character that was just born yesterday and act like a kid because of that. I didn't need any of that. To me, it felt like it was very apparent watching this film that they were like, oh shit, we teased Adam Warlock. We have to put him in this. It wasn't like intentionally woven through the script, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. He's going to show up, cause some ruckus, and he's going to show up randomly throughout just so I didn't want Adam Warlock that way.
Right.
Because even found in a cocoon in the comics, he's powerful. Like, and well, I mean, they showed him powerful, but he just didn't feel strong. He didn't feel like a force to be reckoned with.
Always felt like he had one hand off the steering wheel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't want that. And it felt like he was shoehorned into the movie.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
I agree.
I don't completely agree with that. And I think that part of the reason I don't is because I didn't read the comics. Something that I thought about while you're reading Derek's comment is I think that the point when I'm going to watch this movie again is going to be with my friends who have Baby Hawkeye and will soon have Blaby Black Widow.
Blaby Black Widow. That's good. Awesome.
But yeah, but they also make fun of me. Like, they made fun of me because I teared up. I'd already seen Wakanda Forever twice and teared up whenever I watched it with them because of the parts that hit at the beginning and at the end. And I'm pretty sure they're just gonna sit there and make fun of me the whole time for absolutely bawling. Yeah. And if they don't cry, then I know that they are
horrible people.
Yeah.
There you go.
Amy, you cried in Love and Thunder.
I bawled in Love and Thunder.
Yeah, Amy's
it'll take a lot.
It's getting pretty, yeah. It's becoming a problem.
I cry at the commercial. Have you guys seen that commercial for Amazon that they play during the holidays where they give the dog the lion costume?
Yes.
I cry at that every fucking time.
I think Renee does too. I think Renee gets emotional watching that. And like,
I used to cry.
Yeah. He doesn't feel any emotion anymore, guys.
I wasn't here for the Mario review, but the most relatable character in that whole review was that star.
Yeah.
That's Clinton. Lumen thing.
That's Clinton on the podcast before we start recording. we're gonna be canceled soon. No one's gonna like us. All right, guys, let's get to a Mandalorian herself. So let's go to our Patreon feed. Amanda says hello to probably no one's surprise. I enjoyed this movie. I think they immediately set the tone with the sentimental notes of the Marvel logo being all Guardians footage. And I forgot to bring that up. That's a great point.
Yeah.
And then,
oh, dang, I knew somebody was gonna call out our shit.
Yeah, they did.
Nice job, Amanda. Good job.
Yep.
You want to fight, Amanda?
Yeah, here we go. And then going into the acoustic version of Creep, the music was on point as usual, though I'm not sure where I'd rank the soundtrack amongst the three. Love Dog Days Are Over as the closer. It's not something I'd expected to hear in this franchise, but it works so well. Preach, Amanda. I loved that closing. Anyway, as far as...
I think the first movie has the best soundtrack. I'm going to say that right now. Hot take.
I think it does. I think it does just because it's the first time we saw Guardians, but this one may be my favorite soundtrack. Anyway, as far as stakes and no one dying, I was surprised, but I don't think killing off a main was needed after the multiple times we saw pain, physical and otherwise, inflicted on all of them. I was worried for everyone at least once that they weren't going to make it, but I didn't feel misled. I would have just been very sad had anyone actually died, on top of the residual sadness of Rocket's past, and also worrying about everyone definitely having internal bleeding. LOL. Moving on, the animal friends. My God, I think their tiny voices got me emotional more than anything, pre-Lila's assassination, that is. They were the light of Rocket's life, and it was so heartbreaking to learn about his past and what he lost. As everyone has said, it just makes the losses we see later in his life that much more upsetting. I'm glad he's captain now, though it's the least of what he deserves, although I would have loved to have seen the transition period to the new team. I don't believe for a second that he isn't giving Goldie Warlocks shit every second of the day. I'll roll through the rest of the characters real quick. Before we do... the transition for the team, guys, would you have liked to see?
I think they'll explore that when they do another movie.
I think so. I think they'll explore that transition. I do think they'll also explore kind of where they're at. I think that's going to be the fun part. I think it was more of like a teaser. Here's what to expect. Here's the characters. And God, make it happen, please. But the only thing that bums me out is James Gunn's not going to direct it. You know, he's not going to write it. And so it's almost like you're giving your favorite toys... at least me, Guardians are my favorites, to someone else, it's going to be different.
Yeah,
they need to give it to the writers of Multiverse of Madness.
I was going to say Sam Raimi needs to take it.
Yeah.
You guys, this is the part where I wish we had a video podcast all the time because people could see exactly what I go through. Anyway.
He'll watch like 30 seconds of this movie and decide that, I don't know, that Rocket needs a story about, I don't know.
Redemption.
He's gonna make a perfect society.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I didn't watch the previous movies in the special.
Yeah, why would I need to?
I think Multiverse of Madness is way better than Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Wow. No, you don't really think that. Oh my God, do you actually want to fight?
I will come
to your house right now and fuck you up.
I'm ready to fight, Clinton. I'm going to stare you down right now virtually, and I'm going
to
fight.
Come on. Give it to me real good, Brandon.
Okay, well... That took a turn. All right, guys, we're going to go back. Hey, Amanda, get us out of here. Amanda says, Adam, I'm not sure that I had any expectations for him because I'm not very familiar with the character. I therefore didn't mind him being a big himbo. Excuse me. And the more...
It's a bimbo, but it's
I've never seen that typed out. It just threw me off. I love that, though. Himbo. Yeah. And the more I thought about it, I was like, well, this is a James Gunn adventure. Is this really out of left field? I'm sure we'll see him develop later on. This wasn't his story. Gamora?
I agree.
Gamora loved what they did with her. I'm so happy they didn't try and force a fairy tale ending with her and Quill because she didn't need it.
I was happy with that.
Same here. Because she didn't need it. She'd found her home with the Ravagers and was forming a sisterly relationship with Nebula. Also, one hilarious thing I saw during the credits, there's someone credited as Gamora shoots this guy. I didn't see that. That's awesome.
I didn't either.
Mantis just keeps getting better each time we see her. Agreed. Still comedic relief, but we see a lot more depth and consideration this time. I hope she's having a grand time with those three harbulary battery eaters. I love it! Drax provided a lot of laughs as usual. I love that whole couch scene in Counter Earth. He had some development as well. That was nice to see. I think he was always meant to be the dad, but we hadn't been exposed to it much before. Ah, beautifully said. Girl, that arm, Nebula, excuse me. Nebula, girl, that arm, that jetpack wing situation, she's had such an incredible arc. I did not care about her in the early days, but that has changed as we saw her more and understood what she'd gone through with Thanos. I've definitely mentioned this elsewhere, but Karen said Nebula is starting to learn who she is now and that she's free of her abuser and the man. Man, that does that hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
Finding out who you are outside from toxicity and existing to please others is a wild experience. I'm proud of the leader and family member she's become. And going back to Counter-Earth, she killed it during that scene too. I loved every bit criticizing Manus's faces to telling Quill his door opening instructions were shit.
I think Nebula was the big standout for me in this movie. Yeah. Her and Rocket were my top.
Yep.
And Gamora was pretty good too.
I liked seeing the brash version of her, but I think Nebula was the biggest arc.
She's had a lot of growth.
Yeah.
Well, aside from Rocket, of course.
Yeah. Well said, guys. Quill, I was impressed with Pratt's acting in this one. He was still kind of stubborn idiot about things, but I'm glad he's
working. Why was he so hot in this movie?
But I'm glad. Hold on, Clinton. But I'm glad he's working on moving forward at the end of the film. Oh, she skipped straight to High Evolutionary. So, Clinton, Quill's hot discussion. You want to bring it up for the chat?
Yeah, because I feel like it was. I'm not alone after I saw the Discord.
Amanda.
I feel like a lot of people thought that.
Amanda in the chat.
I have an answer. All right. One, I think that the Guardians suit that they wore during this movie was a little bit thicker added some voom.
I think he was thicker and these were tighter.
Okay. Well, maybe that's it too. But also, I do think that his hair used to have a highlights situation going on. And this was kind of like a flat, like dirty blonde.
It was curlier in this.
I do think that part of it was the uniform.
Amanda, his hair seemed floppier. I'm so happy Amanda's
That's not the only thing that seemed floppier.
Okay. All right.
I'm not really on that bandwagon completely, honestly.
There's been a lot of people that agreed with Clinton, though. I saw the chat piping up about it.
I thought he was more attractive in this movie to me than I used to love the broken leg fucking Andy Dwyer from Parks and Rec. I used to love the Bert, what was his name when he was like when they would like role play Bert. I want to say Reynolds. I know that's not right.
I don't think that's it. Bert Macklin.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. When him and April used to cosplay, like it was, or not cosplay, role play.
Oh, they role play.
That version of Chris Pratt, like that's my version. That's the version I enjoy.
Another thing in this for him was we saw him more. I'm going to use this word. He wasn't simping over Gamora the whole time. Like he was more independent. He was sad about it. And like, but he wasn't, it wasn't his. Once he came to accept it, I guess. What and his focus was on like, Did I do that during when you were talking your little thing about Parks and Rec?
I'm sorry. Do you have a ukulele?
Okay. Never mind.
I only sang one line.
All right. Good deal. Let's get back to Brandon.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean, I was doing it back here. I didn't think you could hear me.
Yeah, you went straight to your mic. Come on now. High Evolutionary. Just fess up and say, hey, I was an ass. Oh. Sorry.
Hey, Scorpio, that's a fantastic idea. Boink, Bond, and Butcher. Parks and Rec Pratt, Guardians Pratt, Jurassic Pratt.
Bond.
Boink, Bond, and Butcher.
Bond, Parks and Rec Pratt, Boink, Guardians Pratt, Butcher, Jurassic Pratt.
Boink.
It would have
Jurassic
to be
Pratt.
Really? Bond. Over Guardians Pratt.
I'm going to bond Guardians Pratt because that's what I was trying to say a minute ago, is how he put so much love and care. And like when he screamed, when Rocket died,
God, yeah.
Like just seeing how much he
yeah.
fights for people he cares about. I want to bond with that.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to butcher Parks and Rec. I didn't watch it. So.
Oh, it's such a good show.
Oh, you should. You absolutely should.
It's a really great show.
And you can see his body's evolution in the last two seasons whenever he gets the role as Star-Lord.
Yeah.
It's kind of. And crazy. That's when it's upsetting. It's like, oh, you lost like, well, Kumail Nanjiani has a joke about that. He's like, I lost like 40% of my funny when I got Hodge. I would bond Parks and Rec because he seems like he's the nicest. Mm-hmm. I would boink. I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter. I feel like they're kind of
they're interchangeable.
Same.
Maybe,
you know what? I would boink Jurassic just because I love dinosaurs, and I would butcher Peter Quill. Call damn. Me.
All right. Jesus, man.
Damn.
Right. You both. All right, guys. Here we go. We'll go back to Amanda. She said, hi, Evolutionary. What a dick. Really hated the guy, which was refreshing with all the relatable villains we've had lately. I'm not sure he's dead. I assume so, but one can never really know. Finally, that hallway fight was incredible. I think it's going to be one of those where when I watch this in the privacy of my own home, I'm going to be standing up and punching the air like I do when Steve appears and catches the spear in Infinity War. Laughing emoji. Thanks for reading that incredibly long thought explosion. I loved it, Amandalorian. That was awesome.
Too.
Well said. The fact that she does the punch in her, I do that too. I totally do that. So wonderful stuff. I think we're going to go. I think we have another video from Keith. I think it might be time for our second Keith video. You down for
it? Well, you're pulling that up. I think a line that I wanted to point out that I thought was hysterical was whenever Gamora says, mm-hmm. shoot that guy who looks like a carrot.
Oh, and he's
so
like,
they know we mean business.
In his face when he's like, oh, what? Like, he's like yeah.
What
the hell did I do?
But he absolutely looks like an idiot carrot.
Yeah, he does. All right, we are going to hear from Keith right now, so let's hear his more death talk is what this is called. So Keith, let's hear from you, man.
What do you think, Clinton? I've been using like a volumizing for curls conditioner just to get these quill swirls, these quirls.
Oh,
going. Huh?
Huh? Gonna... not bad.
Fuck it.
Hey. Oh, Torty.
Hey.
I can relate.
Obviously, I am an animal lover. I have three of these freaking things. And, what's that? What? Oh. And so obviously all the CG Rat Pack moments with Floor and Teef and Lila, they did pull up my heartstrings, and obviously when they died, it was gut-wrenching. But no main characters died. None of our... Hi, what's that? I can't understand you. What'd you say? What? But no main characters had to die, and I had this argument, kind of an argument, with Smash John about me wanting for there to be death in Marvel movies all the time. It's like, no, I'm not saying that there has to be main characters dying in order for the movie to be good. I'm saying that in Quantumania specifically, trying to make Kang a formidable, scary, high-stakes villain, and the way that they kind of set up Hank in that movie to have this big cavalry here, kind of big... go out with a bang with all your aunts kind of thing. I really thought they were going to kill him.
Yes!
And it really was a disservice to not go ahead and do that.
Thank you!
The High Evolutionary's obsession and erratic behavior and just unpredictability made him scary alone. But this movie didn't need a death of a main character. It would have been really tragic if this was the last Guardians movie and somebody died. So I was really glad... Yes, no, I hear you. I hear you. I'm coming in. I hear you. I'm coming in. It would have been really tragic to see one of them die, and they found a way to kind of give them all a nice send-off. To be honest, if I never see Rocket or Groot again, it warms my heart that they are still carrying on the legacy of the Guardians. They're still out there in the galaxy kicking some ass somewhere.
Yes.
That's enough. So yes. What did you guys think? Did every character that you wanted to have a nice ending with a lot of closure, did they get that closure? Did they get that final moment to their arc? Or was there something lacking for you? Or did one of the characters get kind of missed?
I mean, obviously I didn't need any death. And I think I made my point whenever I said it was the death of this version of the Guardians.
Yeah, I think that's incredibly well said, Emmy. I think the fact that it's the death of this iteration of that team is, mm-hmm. and obviously the scene we saw with Floretis and Lila, I think there was enough.
It was enough, yeah.
I think anything else would have just been a kick in the stomach and an unnecessary one. I think the death of the team.
Kick in the stomach and the balls the and balls. The vagina and the asshole.
The asshole.
And in the teeth and in the eye and then again in the ear.
A kick in the asshole. I like that.
Probably in the liver.
Okay. Well, you just went.
Take out a kidney on the way.
Okay. Emmy, I think we've hit everything we can kick, I think.
The lung?
A kick in the
spine?
A kick in the ukulele. You know, like just make sure that gets kicked and destroyed. Don't you bring it back out, Emmy. That was not a segue. That was not a moment. yeah. Anyway. But I do. I think that is a great point that you made originally, Emmy, is that, hey, the death already is, it's enough. It's enough. We don't need anything more than that.
And the stakes were so high too, that it was just like, I feel like all of the characters were kind of like on death's doorstep the whole time, that mm-hmm. if anybody had actually died, it would have been like,
yep.
Fuck.
Oh yeah. I think I would have just, I don't know if I would ever be able to see another Marvel movie, because I'd just be so devastated, like, period. Mm-hmm. So, either way, good stuff. So we're going to get to our next comment. We are going back to the Patreon feed, and this is going to be Jordan. Jordan, man, good to hear from you. We're going to get to his thoughts as well. He said, sorry, I'm super late. I'm super late commenting. No worries, man. My thoughts on Guardians 3. This Guardians movie has a lot more rewatchability for me. Best Guardians movie and in my top 10 of MCU projects. One of the funniest parts of the movie for me wasn't even one of the jokes told. It was when Drax clotheslines the motorcyclist.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That's pretty awesome. Adam Warlock was okay. I don't blame the actor. I blame the writing. Also, did not enjoy the camera angles of his flying. It was obvious that he was on wires. I imagine him flying similarly to Captain Marvel or Vision. This movie made me not only care about Rocket, but wanted to see more of him in the MCU. I want to see all of the Guardians back in Secret Wars, Kang Dynasty. I know some of them said they're not coming back, but everyone has a price, LMAO. the new ship, the Bowie, is so pretty. Last thing, I absolutely love the fact that nowhere the Guardians' home base within the dead Celestial's head can now fly. Love this movie and excited to see the characters again in the MCU. Well said, Jordan. Thank you so much for that comment. He said top 10, and it's funny, top 10 for me too. I think this is a top 10 MCU movie for me. I can't, like, phase 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 included. I'm gonna put Guardian now. Rewatchability, I don't know, because I don't want to just bawl my eyes out every once in a while, but for a movie that hit me in such an emotional level that I can't even recover and I have tears streaming down my face as I drive away, that invokes an emotion, and that is a powerful response. And so, yeah, Jordan, I completely agree with your top 10 assessment.
I wanted to bring up the Bowie, which was absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I do hate, though, that now that their ship is so big, I don't know the layout of it. And so they were walking around in the Bowie, and I was just like, I don't know where we are. Mm-hmm. But that's a me thing. Yeah, but like, I like to be able to map spaces out in my head.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, it's a gorgeous ship. I like the pink and blue.
I do too.
Yeah, it's probably my favorite ship.
I ship my pants.
You ship your pants? I ship my pants.
I ship the bed. What were you gonna say? Sorry.
I don't remember. Sorry. Right. I'm going to come to your house and fight you tonight.
Please. I don't want to go to school tomorrow.
All right.
Well. Sorry, I can't go. My friend came over and beat the shit out of me. Oh, no. Wait. No. I got arrested for beating the shit out of my friend. That's how it would go.
That's it. Yeah. All right, we'll go back. Mm-hmm. We got Omar here. Omar says, hey guys, also super late, but I absolutely love Guardians 3. Probably a top five MCU movie for me. Wow. It balanced both tragedy and comedy in a very effective way. Though the animal cruelty was hard to sit through, so a rewatch is going to be tough. I'm also okay with Adam's role in the movie. He fit right in with the narrative, in my opinion. Also, the VFX were so good here. Something I can't say about some of the previous MCU content. Hiding eyes emoji. Omar, I think you're spot on, man. I really do. It was a top five. See, I love reading those comments. I love seeing that, like, Omar and Jordan, top five, top 10. It makes me feel a little bit more validated in my own thoughts. Like, it just makes me, oh my God, I'm not the only one that just saw this movie and said, holy shit, one of the best we've seen. Really, it's great. I know, Clinton, you're kind of on the other side of the fence, but I mean, I can't wait.
I get the appeal. I do. Yeah, I just am not.
I just want to see.
I'm not drawn by the Guardians. You know what I mean?
I know.
So it's been that way. I get the appeal, though. This was a great finale. Mm-hmm. Like, it was put together. I get it. I totally get it.
It's so funny because I remember us watching the entire MCU together in the 2020 when we couldn't do anything. Like, our whole lives revolved around just the three of us just talking Marvel for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I remember this was like the first kind of shift we had. Like, you were like, yeah, Guardians, they don't really do it for me. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Guardians are my favorite. You know, that was like the kind of the divide there. But yeah, it's just, I can't wait. I hope you get to see it again. I hope you get to watch it and kind of take it.
And I will. I thought about going to the theater and watching it again because I feel like it is a movie you need to watch in theaters.
Yes. No, it's funny. The first time I saw the movie, the speaker, there was obviously a speaker that was either out or it sounded kind of wonky. And it kind of took me out of the movie just a tiny bit. And the second time I saw it, especially the No Sleep Till Brooklyn music hitting in the hallway scene, I was like, oh, this is so much better. Yes. Because that soundtrack plays such an integral part throughout the
movie. Yeah.
So
and it's placed so well.
Yeah. All right. Omar, thank you so much for your comment, my friend. So we are going to move on to, this is Isaiah. What are y'all? Okay, here we go. Very random. Sorry, I wasn't ready for this comment. So we're going to switch over back to the Patreon feed. He says, what are y'all doing for Mother's Day? I got my mom chocolate-shaped roses. I'm doing breakfast in bed, and we're watching all the Transformers movies together. That sounds like a lovely day, Isaiah. I think you're going to have an amazing time. Clinton, what are you doing for Mother's Day, man?
I don't know yet.
Oh, Clinton. You're
I'm still trying to figure that one out. I'm planning it. We're going to have...
You're planning it. It's in like 3 days.
Yeah, well, I'm a last-minute person. But my mom will be here Saturday for our Mother's Day recording. So I'm sure we can do, she don't come up here a lot. So if she's going to be here Saturday, I would imagine she's staying the night. So Sunday we can go do something together.
Awesome.
I'm off. So I'm sure me and my mom are like a spend time together kind of people. Mm-hmm. So like, that's what we love doing. So kind of like he said, like, we'll probably do something, that watch a movie, some sentimental bullshit.
Yeah. All right. Emmy, Isaiah asked what you're doing for Mother's Day.
I'm allowing my mother to be on the podcast.
You sound...
That's awful. On Saturday.
That's on Saturday. What are you doing on Mother's Day?
We are having a get together at my house on Saturday to celebrate Mother's Day. And my stepdad's... You guys are not going to believe this. I don't believe it. My stepdad's 70th birthday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's today, actually. Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy. Happy birthday.
Hey, you know, Jimmy.
I used to call it my little Jimmy. That's crazy. Yeah, keep going.
Oh, saying in my house is Jimbo don't care. Jimbo don't care. They actually spray painted it on the retainer wall before they put the brick up whenever my parents got their pool. Jimbo don't care. But yeah, so we are doing a birthday celebration / Mother's Day on Saturday. Hopefully a pool party if my parents can get their pool open in time.
Good deal. That sounds fun, guys.
And I got my mom, I got her, I think I'm going to get her an Avengers hoodie.
Oh my God. You're really going to get her our own merch. You know how shitty that is.
Is it? Well, but it's I already did. Yeah, it is. I got her like a thing. She loves gardening. My mom absolutely loves gardening. And so I got her something where she can like pick, herbs and stuff, mm-hmm. but like it's like not using your thumbnail. It's like a condom for your finger that has a blade on it so that you can pinch it off and not get that stinky stink under your fingernail.
Nice. Nice. Okay. Well,
I'll probably also get her a gift card.
Good deal.
And I'll give her a hug.
How long is this going to, you want any more things?
I'm trying to think of other things that I can give my mother.
You said a hug. Like we're down to, and I'm going to give her a hug.
I'll probably give her a headache.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I told this or not, but when you said you were going to get her one of our hoodies, real quick side derail. For Christmas, we did Secret Santa at my job. And it just reminded me of this. We did Secret Santa at my job. And one of the guys who I don't think he listens. Anyway, he's not someone I hang out with or anything regularly.
Yeah.
And everyone, the limit was $25 and everyone got like through the secret name. Well, he got me. And you know what the fuck he got me?
What did he get you?
And we even had a list. Like we used, there was some kind of app we could use that showed we could put our wish list on there. And I put shit up.
What did he disappoint you with?
He got me a T-Mobile tumbler and a T-Mobile coffee cup with his T-Mobile points that he's earned. What the hell? Everyone around me got these nice ass like gifts, $25. Like, what? So that's the same energy. If you got your mom one of our hoodies, that's the same energy. Don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't be that person.
Well, I would be paying money for it. It's not like we have Avengers coins.
And how do you? I didn't know how to react. I was like, thanks. Because I did have like, I had like a cool mug on mine because I love mugs on my list. I had a hat. He didn't even get me a T-Mobile hat. Like he could have done that. Yeah. But one of my coworkers felt so bad for me. Like she. I came in one day and she just texted me one day. And she was like, which locker is yours? And I told her, and I came in the next day and she had me like this cool ass Spider-Man comic mm-hmm. mug.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you. She said, I felt so bad for you at Secret Santa. Damn.
Well, that sounds like a great Mother's Day, guys. And yeah, we'll be recording a Mother's Day episode with Clinton and Emmy's mom. So it should be a lot of fun, guys.
Oh my God. I cannot wait to talk to Pam.
It's going to be fun. So we will go back to, hey, we're going to pull up a video here and,
don't we have another comment?
Yeah, we do, but we have another video too.
Okay. Isn't Brandon usually in control of these things, Emmy?
Well, I'm Shut sorry.
You
I'm
haven't sorry. Asked me about a video in the middle yet. Yeah, we had 5 more comments at one time. I played a video and 3 more.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't see. Say oh anything my gosh.
Then. Yeah.
Interrupt an ass. Let him do his things.
Interrupt an ass.
Yeah, it's kind of true. I'm kind of siding with Clinton here. All right, so we're going to get to Keith here. This is part 3, violence. So let's hear from him now.
I'm so tired. I'm almost done my chores. Almost. My mom needs all this camping gear we're out to her tomorrow, so gotta load the car. Walk with me, shall you?
Please pretend no sleep till Brooklyn is playing instead of this copyright.
We gotta talk about that hallway scene. I'm sorry. The violence in this movie. James Gunn knows how to direct violence. I love it. Obviously, all Marvel movies have a little bit of violence in them. Sometimes a lot of it. But this one was so vicious, and it did feel like people were going to die. It did feel that the stakes were high. Drax, I thought, was going to drop. Quill, we thought, was going to drop at least 3 times. Everybody had this moment where you're like, and I think that the trailers did lead to that in a good way, when they kind of did a red herring of, okay, this is a movie where somebody might die. We're making it really somber. But everybody's featured in that hallway scene. It's so well choreographed. It's just so much better than a kid playing with their action figures and bashing them together until the piece falls off. You know what I mean? It's creative the way that they went through every character and featured them in such a cool way, such an out-of-the-box kind of way.
Yes.
I cheered when Drax's knives came out. Nebula's head going back. Oh, my God. Yeah. Everybody had some amazing moments. So, obviously, for that scene alone, that scene, action-wise, top 5 action scenes for Marvel. Is it in your top 5, and what are the other 4?
That is awesome. That is...
Is it in your top 5 action scenes?
Action scenes, fight scenes. I would honestly say that, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I would probably say yes, especially what I loved. I know this is a weird thing to say, But like what I loved about it was when they slowly turned around and started walking and Gamora just pissed like motherfuckers. And they're just walking to that song like before the fight even. Like that slow badass walk and the camera panning to all of them and then they go in and just kick ass. I loved everything about it. As soon as that No Sleep Till Brooklyn song came on until the last second dropped, I was hooked for it the entire thing. So yeah, I would probably say it was a great question. I don't think about that often, like what's my favorite violent moments in MCU, but yeah, it would have to be up there. I would say
my favorite fight scene in the MCU is when Anakin and Obi-Wan fight Anakin's legs.
Clinton,
and it's so emotional.
Clinton, I've told you,
you were the chosen one.
I loved you.
You were the chosen one, Bananakin.
God, I've been rewatching. Rewatching some Star Wars.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway.
Shout out to you.
Yeah,
John.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Well,
I've seen all of the Star Wars movies except for the last one once. And did I remember that quote correctly?
You haven't done much correctly this entire stream.
It's so over, Anakin. I have the high ground.
I have the high ground. I do remember that.
All right.
Probably because it's a meme now.
We're gonna have a conversation outside of the podcast about how Star Wars are not in the MCU. We'll catch
ask
up later.
Ask me who owns both of them.
Here's the thing. They can be your distributed. Mother. So they could be distributed by the same company and still not be in the same universe, Clinton. Just a heads up.
Liar!
Okay. So I just made a quick list, and so I'm sure that I'm forgetting some things.
Okay.
I think my top one has got to be Endgame.
Yes. Endgame 100%.
My second one has got to be Civil War.
100%. I agree with you.
My third one has got to be the original Avengers.
Oh, great one. Yep.
Like the first team up.
I'm with you.
And I think number four would probably be in Ultron. I feel like they did some really good shit.
I will
with
say.
With the one shots going around the. In that one building.
My fourth one is really probably not anyone's, but like Winter Soldier at the start when Captain America.
Why?
What happened?
Because I was going to bring up Winter Soldier and I thought no one was.
Yeah. Well, I like that one.
But then I think number five is definitely this.
Yeah. The visceral fight at the beginning, but also the fight with the knives when they're in the street.
That one.
That one's sick. Yeah, there's a
couple. That's in my top.
Oh, on the bridge whenever he does that like droppy like.
So good. God. It's so good. That's what you want from the MCU right now. Cool. I can see Clinton like salivating. That's what he wants right now out of the MCU.
That's what I want right now. Yep. I want some hand-to-hand combat, no CG bullshit. Like I want
you want to fight. You want to fight.
I do.
Yeah.
The thing that stood out to me in this hallway scene was the when it slow motions with Rocket in the air.
Oh, yes.
That was badass.
It was so great. It was so great.
This would probably not be in my top five. No. It was a badass fight scene, but not in my top five.
Near perfection for me, but
that number one's gonna be the first Avengers when they team up and it surrounds them. Just the feeling
that's number one, not Endgame.
No, that one is still gonna stay number one. I can't help it. I can't help it. Mm.
I hate to
say that Endgame, it still makes me cry.
I hate to segue, guys, but I wondered why Emmy was particular about, don't we have a comment? I was like, why is she doing that? She has not interjected one time when I've played a video, not any time. So we're going to get to our next comment here. Very serious one. I hope everyone's ready for it. Penis by Emmy.
Penis, 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 penis.
That's Emmy's comment. Penis. When your own co-host is a patron as well, you get penis. So
we need to refresh. We got to refresh because before you read my comment, can you refresh it? Sorry, I added more to it. Derek also added a comment.
You got it. We will refresh right now.
We're going to cut you off. We got to cut you off, Jordan. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry. But we will get to it. And we have, Jordan. We're going to get to Jordan now. So we will flip over now that we've had our penis discussion, Emmy. Thank you.
Whitney said, I love that penis, one comment penis. Was like, what is that song for Mother's Day? And then penis.
And then penis.
what song is that though?
What I want to forget. So,
penis.
All right, Peaches. Jordan.
It's Peaches by Jack Black. You're welcome.
That's great. Didn't sound anything like it, by the way. Nothing at all. Jordan, a few last things.
Haters gonna hate.
A few last things. The fact that his first word was hurts killed me. I didn't stop getting teary-eyed from that point on. However, I loved when he ripped the High Evolutionary's face to shreds. I never viewed Rocket as a main character, but his story and the grief that he's been through gave me no choice but to see him as a main character. And because of that, it made me emotional when he became the leader of the Guardians. Well said. Well said. The hurts still just kills me thinking about it. The Ravagers looked amazing. Sylvester Stallone's Starhawk, looked so cool. Also, I really love the red worm dude, Kruger, with magic powers. I really want to see more of him in future MCU projects. The Ravagers looked amazing. Sylvester Stallone's Starhawk looks so cool. Also, really loved the red worm dude.
Wait a minute.
Am I reading the same thing? No, he.
Yeah, he. I think he
did. He kind of messed it up, Kruger, I think, with sorcerer powers. Okay, I really want to see music project. I think the ending was kind of okay.
Copy and paste.
Anyway, I think the ending was kind of safe, not killing off any of the characters, but I think it was the best considering the trauma we've been through for the past few years with Endgame, No Way Home, and also the shitty movies in between. I also think it was the best conclusion for James Gunn to do. Well said. Fair enough, Jordan. I like that. I actually like that comment a lot.
And he could have killed him and killed somebody and been like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah. It's all good, Jordan. We will forgive you for the copy and paste, my friend.
Yeet.
All right, guys. We got one final video from Keith we are going to get to. So here we go. Here is Keith's part 4 music. So we're going to pull that up right now. And no, Emmy, do not grab that ukulele because we have it up here ready to go. All right, so here we go.
Oh, no, I was going to say there's one more comment from Derek.
I have it.
And I think it's a BBB. Okay.
I have it, Emmy.
I'm sorry.
My goodness. Let me.
I was trying to refresh and help. I'm trying to help, man.
Hey, I've got this. I got this, homies. This ain't my first stream rodeo. I got it. So here we go. This is Keith, part 4 music. So we will get going right now.
Lastly, I think I would be remiss if we didn't talk about music. Guardians of the Galaxy's soundtrack is so specifically curated by James Gunn to make every scene as impactful as possible, and it makes you hum those tunes, and it connects those scenes with those tunes forever after. And I'll be honest, one of the reasons why my opinion of this movie kind of started to get better and better is I've been listening to that soundtrack for the new movie, the second movie, the first movie, all three soundtracks. I've been listening to them like crazy since. But me and Smash John were reminiscing about the music and the fact that they got into the 2000s with the Zune in this movie. Mm-hmm. And when they ended off the movie with Florence and the Machine, holy shit, Dog Days Are Over was my jam when it came
out.
So
good.
That could have been better. It was a beautiful surprise, and what a great fucking song that is. So based on that, I thought we could play a little game. I want you each to, in your head, don't say it out loud, pick a song from the Guardians movies that has always resonated with you, has always stuck out to you in your mind, either an impactful scene or just something that just that's what you think of when you think of Guardians. What's the number one song that means something to you from any of the three movies? Don't say it out loud, but try to sing 10 seconds of the song. And everybody in chat can guess what scene you're singing. I'm certain some of you will like this game more than others. Namely, Brandon. I think Brandon's the only one who's going to like this game. Maybe Emmy. Not sure. Clinton, I'm very sorry. Just to make it fair, I'll go first.
Not in love, so don't forget it.
Oh.
It's just a silly phase. Going through.
I didn't really have a way to end this one off.
Your turn.
Woo! that is good. Clinton, have you watched the movies enough to know any of the soundtrack?
The one that Keith pulled up. Pulled up saying himself.
I
love the beginning.
I think it's like where it's like
Yeah, but that's the scene. That's them dancing on the balcony, isn't it?
No, that's him sitting there as a little boy. He's sitting there as a little boy about to, and his grandpa tells him to turn down the music. And that's when he takes his headphones off before his mother. Yeah. I think this is the first time your ukulele is going to come in handy, Emmy. Do you want to start? You want me to start? You want Clinton to start? Well, how do we want to do this, guys?
I have three of them that are absolutely fucking iconic, in my opinion.
Oh, well, he said one, so you got to pick one.
Bullshit. No, I do what Emmy, I want. You're not the boss of me. Emmy. That's what a kid told me. No, the other day.
That's the rules
of
the game. You're not the boss of me. That's the rules of the game. He said it. So pick one. I'm going to honestly, I don't know. It's hard for me because what means the most to me in the movie is not the one that means the most to me personally. So that's really difficult because they're kind of like, I want to do the one that makes me think of the movie every single time. Actually, no. I do have one. Oh my gosh, I do.
You want me to sing it?
You may know it. I'm going to look up the lyrics so I don't mess them up, but I know this. Here we go. All right, I got the lyrics. I just didn't want to mess up the lyrics.
Okay.
I don't know how to sing it. Hey, what's the matter with your head? What's the matter with your mind and your sign and Anyway, that's it, because that is Peter Quill going through the beginning, kicking all the guys with his headphones on when he's on that planet about to retrieve the orb. That is so iconic. That's the first time you see Peter Quill. It's the first time you see Chris Pratt as Star-Lord, and he is just such a joy to immediately you feel, oh, this is different. This is so incompletely different. Come and get your love. And honestly, that was going to be the song I came down to for my wedding. That was my number two song. I actually was going to come down to that song up until I heard the Avengers theme on piano, and then I put that on there. And then Emmy cried. I did.
I'm a big old weenie. Okay.
Yeah. But Come and Get Your Love. I think of my wedding a lot with that song, even though it wasn't played on it. It was so on repeat for me. And in addition, just what a great way to launch the Guardians. So, that's mine. Great, great game, Keith. You knew I'd like it though. So there you go. All right, Emmy, ukulele time.
Is it? Okay. All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right. Mine is, child, things are gonna get easier. Child, things will get brighter. Someday, things are gonna get easier. Someday, break it down. Da, 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 da. I didn't look up the lyrics, obviously, or the chords.
I love it. It's a good one.
All right. What's that scene though?
Ooh, child, things are going to get, that's when, he is crying. I think he's rehashing. Oh, no. That's the dance off. Yep.
That's the dance off, bro.
My bad. What's the song he's playing when he's crying? Ain't no mountain high, ain't no mountain low. That's the one that plays when he's crying and hearing his mom's soundtrack, the volume 2 in the letter, I believe.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, sorry, I'm
blurring. But no,
it's a dance off, bro. Yeah.
So when the first Guardians movie came out, I was still substituting, and I worked in a behavior classroom, and it was kids that had, they had issues and like couldn't behave in a general ed setting, and so every once in a while, I just had to break out the ooh, child, things are gonna get easier.
Yeah.
And in my head, it helped them. Who knows?
Clinton. It's Avengers Got Talent.
I just looked up the soundtrack and I like the songs, but I don't remember where they were at in the movies or anything.
We'll tell you. You sing it and we'll tell you.
Yeah.
I think the.
I can't stop this.
the cherry bomb song. Ain't that like a slow motion scene? That's when they're walking?
I just see Rocket adjusting his dick, and it just makes me so
happy.
Yeah,
cherry bomb. That's the one that stands out to me.
10 seconds, sing it.
Cherry bomb.
Yeah, that's good.
Boom.
Yeah.
Cherry bomb. I also can't hear Mr. Blue Sky without. Oh, thinking of the beginning.
Yes, I mean, like that, Guardians 2.
ELO, I mean.
Guardians 2. That
what's the song in the first movie that introduces Peter?
That's the Come and Get Your Love.
Yeah.
Where he's singing into the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And I also, with the trailer, Ooga Shaka. Ooga, that was first... How,
where he's singing into
where
the...
Where is that? Where is that in the movie? Yeah.
That's when the guard is listening to his headphones, and he's like, give me the...
Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. God, what a great soundtrack. Fuck. All right.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah. All right, guys. That was great. We got one more comment to get to. Our last comment of the evening. We are going to throw it over to Derek. This one is short and sweet, but this is Panda from Counter-Earth, Drax, Uda. Go. I'm assuming this is a Boink, Bond, and Butcher. So.
Who is... Okay, okay. So first of all, the effects on Panda from Counter-Earth looked like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to take a gripe from the movie,
yep.
For me,
yep.
Was that.
Okay.
That looked terrible. Wait, so Panda... Who's Uda?
Uda is... that's... Oh, was that the...
Is that the one that tries to...
To help him?
The mutiny?
No. Oh, gosh. Why can't I remember Uda?
Like I said, I don't have any more room in my brain for...
Pink Girl. Pink Girl. That was... Oh, okay.
Oh, Ratcatcher 2.
Yeah. That's okay. The one that was... Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Now, who were they?
Uda, the panda from Counter-Earth, or Drax?
Okay.
I'm going to boink Uda.
I think I'm going to
boink. I'm going to bond the panda, and I'm going to butcher Drax.
I'm going to...
Shit.
You're an ass. I'm going to boink Uda. I'm going to bond Drax. And I'm
going... I can't have opinions anymore.
You can't.
Cancel culture's getting out of control.
Nobody's canceling you. We're just saying your opinions are stupid. You're allowed to have them still. We're just gonna roast you for them.
Yeah, no, boink.
I can't. I'm not. I don't have no desire to boink Drax.
You don't have to. I'm not
live with the. I couldn't live with the man. I think it would.
Oh, he would make me
laugh.
He's
not intentionally funny, you know.
Oh, that's what's funny about him is he's not intentionally funny. I think
get old. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
No.
Scorpio, same one. Boink Uda, Bond Drax, Butcher Panda. That's exactly my pick too. Yep.
Yeah, I would definitely Butcher Panda, boink Drax, because he's got parts that I would enjoy.
Oh, okay.
And, well, I'm assuming, I don't know, he's an alien.
Yeah.
And time works differently.
Fuck off! For the I don't know when you're going to get over that with me. So, Clinton, if it makes you feel any better, she may call you out for one episode, but she's not going to call you out for one episode 2.5 years ago. She's not going to, and multiple times. Multiple times.
I don't think it was just one. There's no way that it was just one.
Yes, it was, because ever since then you've given me such shit for it.
No, I'm not giving you shit. I just think it's funny to bring it up.
Asshole.
And I would bond Uda.
All right. Good deal.
Yeah.
Guys.
She seems nice.
Thank you for joining us.
That's
it.
April also wrote a last-minute second comment bringing it home.
Oh, did she? Okay. Sorry, I didn't see this. I am going to reload it right now. Sorry, April, I almost missed you.
Is what Keith said.
Okay.
He might be lying to us. Are you lying to us, Keith?
Here we go. Yeah, it's April. He is not lying.
It is May, Brandon.
I hate you guys so much. All right, here's April. Let's hear from her. She said, "Hi, I think I just missed you talking about my review. I'll have to listen to it when I'm at work. I'm the one with the three bunnies. I finally digested the movie, talking about it to other people and listening to reviews. I finally don't have the pit in my stomach anymore." Oh, that's awesome to hear. Listening to other people
talk. I'm glad that you wrote back in.
Yeah, that's awesome. Listening to other people talk about how sad they were, especially about Floor, has helped me process the movie. I'll watch the movie again on TV now that I know what happens in the movie and am prepared. I can hopefully enjoy the other parts in the movie as I know there are lots of great scenes. I love you guys, and I'm giving my bunnies an extra treat right now. We are currently watching you on the TV. Oh, April, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh. April,
hand
I need bunny
hand
names.
To me. I'm doing the thing. I'm doing the thing.
Oh, panda you. Here you go. There it is. There it is.
I just burped a little bit.
You burped in the middle. Yeah.
Don't. Oh no, I'm sorry.
That's for you, April.
I need bunny names now.
Yeah. April, if you can be in the chat and let us know. More. We need bunny names to close us out. That's what we need. I think
Charity said one is Snow.
Snow. Yep. So what's the other two? I need to know. If you can't get to it right away, we complete the other two. Hi, bunnies. Hi. We're the Avengers.
I'm so glad that you commented because it honestly your comment like
Gandalf,
like that.
Gandalf, Snow, and Big Bun.
Oh Big Bun. My god.
She likes big buns, and you cannot lie. That is awesome. Those are great names. I love all
Gandalf the White.
Yeah.
I know. Gandalf's got to be gray.
It's got to be Gandalf the Gray. I don't know. Now I'm curious about that, too. Oh, my God. Does Gandalf have a beard? I've seen some bunnies with beards. That is awesome. April, you just made our day. That is wonderful. Guys, thank you so much for joining us on Twitch.
I have a bunny. Not a real bunny, but I have a bunny right here.
Uh-huh.
I ordered some dumb shit from the internet. Wait, is this in frame?
Yes, yeah, okay. It was in frame. You moved it out.
Oh, oopsie.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. One of them is a desk organizer that I put together yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it came with this, and I was like, what the hell is this? It's a phone holder.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. Yeah. Oh, it's Gandalf the Grey confirmed. April just nice. That is awesome. Yes, he has a beard. He's a lion head bun. Oh, that is cool. Oh my gosh, we need photos of Gandalf the Gray, please, if you can. So all right guys, we are heading out of here. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. If you want to leave comments and you want to tell us your thoughts on movies, we do this after every movie and after this series finale of the television shows we watch for Disney Plus, Marvel. So if you want to do that, patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. You want to give this month, we are giving to a wonderful cause that is going to look into animal rescues. They actually are an animal rescue, not look into it. So it's going to be Sanctuary for Bunnies and marsupials and possums, all that good stuff. So we are excited to give to them this month. You want to just chip in one month, this is the month to do it. We're excited to next week, The Last of Us. We have a huge show lined up. It's going to be Clinton and Emmy and I, and we're hosting 5 guests with us. And actually, one of our guests, I think, is hosting the show. So it's crazy. There's going to be 7 of us. It's going to be insane. If you watch The Last of Us television show, it's going to be nuts. Join us next week. It's going to be a lot of fun. But patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. If you want to leave.
And if you.
Yeah, sorry.
If you haven't watched The Last of Us, you should watch it.
Yes.
It shouldn't take you the full week.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
It's amazing. Wonderful show. Highly, highly recommend it. But we're going to do the full series review next week. In addition to, guys, if you like the show, you enjoyed hearing us banter, and you've enjoyed our Guardians coverage, a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. Quick, free way to support the show. It really goes a long way with us getting eyes and ears on this podcast. We devote a lot of hours into this show for you all. Just asking for 5 seconds of your time. Just drop a 5-star rating. Really, really does help us out. So thank you, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Those are big ones for us. So thank you. But yeah, we're going to head on out. We may, hang out on Twitch for a couple of minutes, but the podcast is closing now. Clinton, Emmy, any final words before we call it a podcast?
We're still going to call it a podcast even after this.
Before we call this podcast, bring this podcast to a close. But yeah. No.
Gotcha.
Okay. Sorry. I knew
that was my final words.
My words go better with a song.
God, here it comes. Yep.
A few times I've been around that track, so it ain't just gonna happen like that. Cause I ain't no holler back girl. I ain't no holler back girl. A few times I've been around that track. It is not gonna happen like that. Cause I ain't no holler back girl. I ain't no holler back girl. That's my shit. Ooh, that's my shit. That's my shit. Ooh, that's my shit. That's my shit.